Patient name, Gabrielle Carnavale, Carnavale. Chief complaint, depression and anxiety. History of present illness. This is a 19-year-old female who is in Catholic University in her sophomore year studying finance in Washington, D.C. When she is not in school, she lives at home with her parents. For the past 6 to 7 months, she stated she has been feeling down and insecure. It has worsened in the last 3 months. It has been hard for her to do tasks. She has had low motivation and felt very slowed down. She has been in psychotherapy since high school with a Dr. Donna Lutz, L-U-T-Z. Upon the recommendation of her psychologist, she saw her primary medical doctor, of whose name she doesn't know, and went on Prozac 20 milligrams PO daily approximately 4 weeks ago. She stated it has been helpful. She felt good in the first week, then back to low in the next 2 weeks. Now she feels regulated. She stated she is feeling somewhat better, not 100%. She has never been manic or hypomanic. Signs and symptoms of both have been reviewed with the patient and were denied. The patient had panic attacks in the past. Most recently, she had a panic attack in the middle of the night, woke up, was very nauseous, and ended up vomiting in the middle of the night. There were no precipitants at the time. Her heart was racing. It was the first time she realized that it was a panic attack. She has never had obsessions or compulsions. She's never been psychotic. No symptoms of trauma. She denies physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. She's never been the victim of crime. She stated that her motivation has not been restored totally. She hasn't been sleeping well. She goes to bed sometime around 10:30 p.m. and wakes up at 7:30 a.m. She has middle insomnia, whereby she awakens at 1 to 3 a.m. She does try to fall back to sleep and eventually does go back to sleep. Her appetite has been increased since on Prozac. She had lost 35 pounds over the summer, which she had been trying to lose. She was working out regularly. She tries to work out to the best she can at this time, but it lacks energy. There is a gym on campus. She describes poor concentration and focus since she was depressed. She never had poor concentration and focus before. She found it difficult to study, difficult to pay attention in class. She had to study more than usual. She did notice a decline in her grades. She subsequently feels a sense of low self-worth. Period. No excessive guilt. Period. She describes psychomotoric slowing. She has been feeling lethargic, as if all of her energy has been required to move around and even get to her dorm. She reports feeling better at this time. She has never had thoughts of death or suicide. She denies such now. She has never engaged in non-suicidal self-injurious behavior. She has no history of psychiatric hospitalizations. She does not drink, use drugs, or nicotine. Next line, family history. Her father suffers from depression and anxiety. He is on medication. Her aunt suffered from depression. There is no drug or alcohol abuse in the family. Medical history is unremarkable. She does have an allergy to peanuts and tree nuts, as well as shellfish. She did state that her reaction to these things are anaphylaxis. She had to go to the hospital once after ingestion of peanuts. Her menses are irregular. Surgical history is unremarkable. Social history, the patient grew up on Long Island. She has two older brothers. She lives with her parents when not in school. She stated she has a good relationship with her parents and her brothers. She has friends that are also emotionally supportive. She's not currently in a relationship. She identifies as straight, using a pronoun she/her. She's not quite sure what she wants to do with her finance degree. Developmental history, the patient has always been a good student. She describes no problems in her early developmental years. She began therapy in her high school years when she developed anxiety, and she walked and talked on time.